You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, Dr. Gary Joyner takes a look back at the use of dogs as warriors from ancient times to the present and explains why their history matters.
Shakespeare and Julius Caesar has Antony, following Caesar's death, speak the line, "Cry havoc and let slip the dogs of war." Although the bard is speaking on a much grander scale of warfare, he brings forth the image of canines as military instruments. That's because the Egyptians, the Persians, Greeks, and the Romans all included dogs in their armies. Actually, dogs are still used by the military today on the War on Terror, sniffing for drugs and explosives, guarding installations, and joining soldiers on patrols. In ancient times, the most famous instance of a pure war dog was used by the Roman legions. As these 6,000-man units moved across the empire, they had to be self-sustaining. That included carrying their food with them. The easiest method was to have herds of cattle, which were slaughtered as needed. Rather than tie up large groups of men tending these herds and keeping them moving with the legions, the Romans happened upon an ideal solution. In the province of Germania, near the major town of Württemberg, was the small town of Rottweil. There, the Romans found a breed of dog that was suited to their needs. It was aggressive, easily trained, and could be used as both a herding partner and, to their delight, an offensive weapon. The Romans bred Rottweilers, and many legions used them. Some wore spiked collars and light armor to protect them from arrows and spears. They were used in packs on patrol to prevent ambushes and to break up small enemy formations. The dogs terrified horses and humans alike. Attila the Hun used Molossian hounds, ancient versions of the Mastiff breed, during his invasion of Europe. The kings of Britain and France put armor on dogs, who served as four-legged knights to defend supply caravans during the Middle Ages. In the Americas, the Spaniards used dogs to intimidate the Incas and the Aztecs during their brief but devastating campaigns. Both Frederick the Great and Napoleon used dogs as guards as well as swift messengers. The U.S. Army first used dogs in the Seminole War of 1835, and later in both Florida and Louisiana, where bloodhounds searched out runaway slaves. Civil War regiments often took dogs with them as regimental mascots. During World War I and World War II, the Germans used both German Shepherds and Weimaraners as their very effective guard dogs. The U.S. Armed Forces canine units proved invaluable in Korea, Vietnam, the Gulf War, and police actions in Bosnia, as well as in Iraq and Afghanistan today. Unlike mules and horses that became obsolete with the addition of mechanized units, dogs remained valuable military assets. For as long as man has waged organized warfare, records clearly demonstrate that these four-legged animals provided valuable services to their two-legged soldiers. Yes, dogs can be faithful companions, cheerful friends, and protectors, and also offensive weapons. The dogs of war demonstrate in a uniquely canine fashion that history matters.
Dr. Gary Joyner is an associate professor of history at LSU Shreveport and is featured each Tuesday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.